The gist. Life continues to happen. Botched neuters, emergency surgeries, stays at the doggy ICU, early morning returns, etc. have kept Health Rising from publishing blogs. Hopefully, over the next week, the dog issues will be resolved. Is the Open Medicine Foundation's BioQuest study the big biomarker study we've all been waiting for? At 1,000 samples strong, I think it is. The BioQuest multi-phase project will use multiple omics analysis, metabolomics, proteomics, cytokines, etc., in an attempt to, once and for all, find, document, and validate molecular biomarkers that identify the subsets that everyone believes are present. I talked with Danielle Meadows, PhD, about the study. See YouTube interview in the blog. The massive study has been under development and gathering funding for several years. But with the samples headed to the labs as we were speaking, it was now underway. The study size dwarfs anything that has been done before. It includes 400 people with ME/CFS, 400 age and sex-matched healthy controls, and 200 samples from multiple sclerosis, burnout syndrome, depression, and long COVID patients. The study benefits by using patients that come from a large geographic area, the inclusion of fatigue and sedentary-producing diseases, such as multiple sclerosis, burnout syndrome, and long COVID, that will allow OMF researchers to filter out biological signals caused by simply being sedentary or fatigued. It hopes to produce between 5 and 20 molecular biomarkers, or signatures, that are able to identify distinct subsets in ME/CFS. It is phase one of a three-phase project. In this first phase of the project, testing the samples will occupy the rest of this year. The artificial intelligence / bioinformatic analysis that assesses the data will form the most time and resource-intensive part of the study and will likely last all of 2027. If biomarkers are found, I would be shocked if they weren't, the next phases of the project, verification and validation, will commence. These phases will involve testing on new sets of patients, including those with other diseases. This project has the potential to be transformative. History has shown that when a field transitions from small, fragmented studies to large-scale biomarker studies that achieve validation, the impact on the disease can be huge. Blood tests for ME/CFS would erase stigma, validate the disease, result in quick diagnoses, make it easier to get disability insurance benefits, illuminate core factors in ME/CFS, enable researchers to target specific subsets, increase research funding, and get drug companies interested in this disease. Time will tell. Biomarkers can be weak or strong. They can point to secondary or core factors. The Alzheimer's field spent a decade in a fruitless pursuit of what turned out to be a secondary factor, amyloid beta. On the other hand, mechanistic biomarkers that define core issues can quickly lead to treatments. Lupus, for instance, had no specific treatments until biomarker studies uncovered an interferon signature group, and the first lupus drug was developed. Suddenly, we seem to be awash in ambitious studies that are attempting to get at the exact molecular drivers of this illness. The OMF's BioQuest study, Amatica's huge gene expression study, Precision Life's mechanistic approach, and Liz Worthy and Camille Birch's recent whole genome study suggest that the field is becoming more and more confident that it can, as Ian Lipkin asserted earlier this year, to begin to unravel this complex disease. When I asked Danielle what excited her about the ME/CFS field right now, it was no surprise to hear that it was a focus on precision medicine's ability to identify subtypes and provide treatments for them. We are clearly light years ahead of where we were even 5 years ago. 7 years ago, I talked to Sadie Whitaker, SolveME's chief scientific officer, who came from the cancer field. She said that, above all, the ME/CFS field needed big data sets, the kind of data sets that turn breast cancer from one disease to 10 diseases, and resulted in precision medicine treatments. 7 years later, the OMF is embarking on the biggest data set yet, and precision medicine is becoming a kind of buzzword in ME/CFS. While we don't have it yet, it's no longer a pie-in-the-sky idea, but something numerous research groups feel is within reach. Support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. At this point, in the text version of the gist, you'll see a link where you can choose to give either one time or monthly. Thanks for listening.